Many residents of this section of the Vailsburg neighborhood looked on to the vigil, not used to see so much concern from outsiders. Several were fearful to even say their names, but this 30-year resident wanted to share his perspective.
Most of the violence comes because the young black men don't have no jobs, and they didn't get none in the construction of over 60 or 70 houses built in this area.
Who's getting the jobs?
It's Hispanics and Portuguese and whatever. It's all foreigners. And they're all working, you know, illegally, working without permits and driving trucks without license plates and everything like that. And I've been complaining, but seem to get no results from the city hall. Since this last killing that happened here, they come out and start rounding up the drug addicts off the corners. But they didn't do nothing until the killing happened. And they only getting the drugs and the dope is from foreigners, you know, coming in with the drugs. And the young black men don't realize it's genocide on them, and they killing each other for a few dollars.
Ras Baraka is running for councilman-at-large in the Newark municipal elections this fall. He hopes that the youth violence on the city streets will move citizens into political action.
They feel like that we've neglected to do what we were supposed to do, so they're taking matters into their own hands. They don't have no direction and no vision. And this stuff is happening like this because we refuse to talk about politics, because we refuse to talk about issues. So kids think they poor because their mama was poor.
Yes.
They don't know poverty is a part of the system that they live in. They think that the community looks this way because they know good. They don't know that they've been relegated to a position in society, yes, and that we have to organize each other to get out of this vicious cycle.
All right. All right.
But because we have not given them the means and the information, they think they're going to get out of it on their own.
All right.
And they're using drugs and guns and gangs and weapons to do that. But we have to show them another way.
Other young people are taking matters into their own hands, but their goal is to lend a helping hand. Since his mother was shot and died at her apartment door 2 years ago, Fred Ruiz helped form Stop Shooting Inc. last October. He is also an at-risk teens coordinator for Leaguers Inc.
I have over 70 kids. We provide them with an after-school format, something like a safe haven where they come in, they have some place to eat, sit down, do their homework, work on some HIV, STD workshops, gang violent workshops, conflict resolution workshops, just to teach the youth of the day that there's other options besides violence and guns.
Do you receive any funding and from whom?
For Stop Shooting, we're not receiving funding right now. We're just up-and-coming nonprofit organization trying to get some funding so we can do several things for the youth. But for the Leaguers Inc., we're a 50-year organization that supports the South Ward, but other municipalities in our community too.
What would it take to give hope to the people who live in this neighborhood?
For our community to get involved. Everyone wants to say there's no one doing nothing. And how can you say there's no one doing nothing if you're not involved? If you get involved, the community could come together and stop this.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Newark, New Jersey, this is Fred Gwynn.